All right, we're here at the grand opening of the Syngenta Seeds headquarters in Minnetonka, Minnesota. With me is Dirk Benson, who is research scientist for insects with Syngenta Seeds. We did a presentation here for the Ag Media, and one of the things you talked about was the global R&D capabilities that Syngenta Seeds has, and I was really impressed with that. You are basically all over the world.
That's correct. We have major research laboratories in most areas of the world. We have in Europe, we have insecticide development, we have herbicide technology development in the U.S., we have formulation development on the crop protection side. On the seeds and traits side, we have capabilities for biotechnology in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. We just opened a new site in Beijing, China. To augment that, we do other seed research in Australia. We do some in France, in Toulouse, France, for our vegetable businesses. We do sugar beet work in Scandinavian countries. One of the things that Syngenta tries to do is not only do that research, but then leverage across the organization those different entities to bring to bear, let's say, weed control technology, chemistry development, and biotechnology to provide a new method of weed control for soybean farmers, for instance.
You're based in Research Triangle Park, so tell me a little bit about some of the biotech research areas that you're involved in at RTP.
So we deal with everything from new trait discovery, new gene discovery, to proving that it works from an experimental standpoint, to building the vectors, which then we use to insert into crop plants, select the best events, and develop those and bring those to market. So that work involves a large number of people. So at Syngenta Biotechnology at RTP, we have about 400 employees, which represents about 10% of Syngenta's global R&D force.
Well, as far as the new building opening here for Syngenta Seeds, what do you think that means for the company, for Syngenta as a whole?
Well, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to bring Syngenta together. They were previously on two campuses here in the Minneapolis area. Having everybody in one building allows you to leverage across the organization. We also at SBI are looking at developing new infrastructure to help us deliver as well. But one of the things that I really like about this building is it provides a lot of opportunity for collaborative space. And I think the wave of the future is collaborating not only just within your office, but across your organization as a whole. And I think Syngenta is uniquely placed to do that.
Well, and you've also got new technology that's helping you, too. With we're as spread out as you are worldwide, you can sit in a room and have people from all over the world collaborating together.
Oh, correct. If you look at the, let's call it the IT infrastructure that we can deploy and that organizations deploy, you can have people working on the same project in a number of different countries in the world, a number of different continents, and actually have productive meetings without anybody having to get on an airplane.
All right, thank you very much. That's Dirk Benson, research scientist with Syngenta. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.